It's time for Supply Chain Now Radio, sponsored by Apex Atlanta and Talent Stream. Broadcasting live from the supply chain capital of the country, Atlanta, Georgia, Supply Chain Now Radio spotlights the best in all things supply chain. The people, the companies, the technologies, the best practices, and the critical issues of the day. Now, here are your hosts.
All right. Good afternoon. Scott Luton here with you live again on Supply Chain Now Radio. We are continuing our coverage of Blueprint 2019, a forum dedicated to supply chain best practices, especially better demand planning and forecasting, all hosted by our good friends over at Blue Ridge. You can check them out at blueridgeglobal.com. Let's welcome our next featured guest for this segment, Mike Wiegand.
Mike Wiegand, yes.
Fantastic. Vice President of Purchasing with Highline Aftermarket. Good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon.
Glad you are here. I think this is your 17th interview today, which we it's good to be sought after, right? It's good to have you here on Supply Chain Now Radio.
It's my pleasure.
So with the little bit of buzz in the room here at Blueprint 2019, we're going to kind of get to know you better and your company better. So let's start off by, you know, if you can, Mike, tell us about yourself and your background.
So I've been in the automotive aftermarket industry for about 30 years, actually. More than 30 years, that's why I have all the gray hair. I've been in the supply chain side of the business for over 15. I started my career in retail aftermarket, aftermarket being the automotive side of the business. Worked for a company, a small company out of Washington, D.C., called Track Auto Corporation. Mm-hmm. It was a family-owned business that ended up getting acquired later on. I left and went to work for Advance Auto Parts. Worked there for 15 plus years, started there with when they had 900 stores and left when they had around 4,500 stores. So
wow.
Saw quite a bit of growth during that period of time. I was the, started out there as the store inventory planner, director, and then moved to the vice president of purchasing and inventory planning for the overall company. So 38 warehouses, 4,500 stores. And we implemented actually a demand planning tool there as well.
Wow. Okay. What an incredible background. And you, now you've been with Highline Aftermarket for how long?
About 10 years now. So Highline Aftermarket is a product of private equity acquisition. So Highline, actually I started out with Highline with a company called Prime Automotive Warehouse. We were owned by a private equity group called Marubeni Corporation. When I got there, we were just Prime Automotive Warehouse. We did three acquisitions internally. Then back in 2016, our primary competitor, which was called DYK or Atlantic Pacific, they had acquired three companies, and we were purchased in combination with each other by a group called the Sterling Group. It's a private equity group that owns that. That's our current owner.
Okay. So many moves and the merger and acquisition market's been, seemed like it's been pretty hot the last couple of years, huh?
It has been. And in the automotive aftermarket, it's been extremely prevalent. You see some very large companies that have been acquired or brands that have been acquired into a single holding company. So, you know, you have a lot of brands that a lot of customers might recognize as wiper blades, chemical companies. They're all being, you know, merged in together and they're becoming more branding companies. Mm. Same thing with the distribution side of the business. So in distribution, you know, we've been, I want to say, you know, again, 11 companies now formed into really one company that serves three primary segments of the aftermarket. So we serve the retail aftermarket, which is the guys you would expect, the big box guys, mm-hmm. Advance, AutoZone, O'Reilly. And then the traditional side, is really just the mom and pop kind of local parts store guys that we serve, and then we have an installer segment that is that sells into the quick loop, so like the Jiffy Loop. So we serve and sell a lot of the franchise owners of the Jiffy Loop business.
Retail, traditional, and installer. Interesting. Mm-hmm. And 11 companies make up your portfolio at Highline. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yep. And do y'all find it's part of your strategy to kind of bring companies together that that make all of the companies a stronger competitive advantage, right? They kind of play off each other. Has that been part of yours?
Yeah, I mean, you're obviously trying to leverage everything you can out of all those different businesses, the brands that they have, the market penetration that each of those particular brands have. I'll give you an example. One of our divisions, we actually have a manufacturing division that is the now largest manufacturer of washer solvents. So washer solvents, the blue water you pour in your car. Well, within that, we also own a pretty popular brand that we license called Rain-X. So we're the manufacturers of Rain-X washer solvent in the country.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a big customer, big fan.
There you go.
And it's amazing how long that stuff lasts after the first application.
That's right.
Good stuff. Well, so let's shift gears a little bit. So what brings you to Blueprint 2019, Mike?
So a couple of things. One, I was fortunate enough to come last year, met a lot of good Blueprint users. So, you know, I always like to see what other people are doing. So that was one of the reasons for coming. Frankly, the other reason why is I was asked to speak at this particular Blue Ridge. And it was nice to be able to tell our story. We were a little unique in terms of how we go to market. Again, we were 11 companies. We operated in a lot of different enterprise solutions. So we were faced with how do we manage and integrate all these businesses and use a bolt-on demand planning tool. And it was a different story, so they asked me to tell the story.
Mm. And was that earlier today?
That was earlier today.
Yeah? One of the breakout sessions.
No, and actually it was in the morning session.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was in the morning session.
So as you can tell, I've been out here interviewing and paying the bills.
You didn't miss anything.
Well, now I've heard a lot of good things about both the keynotes as well as the breakout sessions. And you know, when you're integrating 11 different companies and you know, trying to operate as a single supply chain organization, I can imagine how big of a project that can be.
There's a lot of complexity to the project. You know, you're managing. I think the biggest challenge for us was managing the information, managing the data, integrating it all into a single output that could feed the demand tool, the Blue Ridge demand tool, and then even the output, which is going back into those ERPs and then turning them into orders for our suppliers.
Mm. And it's been a successful partnership thus far?
Yeah, a very successful partnership. I got to say that Blue Ridge has been a really very good partner for us in terms of all the support. It started with just the initial meetings that we had with them in identifying the things that we had to do, and then they actually provided a lot of project leadership in within our integration or our implementation that it took a lot off of me. I was thinking that I had to put this thing in. I'd put in other demand tools and didn't have that kind of support, so I felt like that was one of the things that was very important for us to have the successful implementation that we've had.
Mm. Yeah, raise your hand if you like adding more projects to the plate. It sounds like a lot of great bandwidth and implementation bandwidth came with the partnership.
It did. And on top of that, you know, more so than that is it's the post-implementation work that they do with you. We signed up for Lifeline as a big part of our thing. So we have weekly calls with their team, and they look at our business and look at how we set, and they benchmark us against other users. So it's really helpful for us to, one, see how other people are doing it, and then get the feedback, immediate feedback, from our Lifeline partner that we talk with. And we have weekly meetings with my entire team. So the whole team is talking and meeting and having some feedback, interaction with it. And the gentleman really helps pick out a particular winner, a guy that's really doing a good job, and uses him as a good example of what you should do.
Like super then, user or something.
Yeah, yeah, and then he also gives some feedback on some folks that need some help in terms of supporting.
Okay. So shifting gears a little bit here and going a little bit broader, any couple current supply chain trends you're tracking more than others right now, Mike?
A couple of supply chain trends we're tracking. You know, I think the thing that's had the biggest impact for us this year was, or last year and this year, is the tariffs that we've seen. You know, we do a lot of direct importing of our filter program. We have a private label filter program that we do a lot of DI, and we import from China. Those factories, some of them were hit with a 10% tariff, and we had our air and oil filter manufacturers hit with a 25% tariff. So, you know, we've seen a significant cost increase to our overall product. Just before the tariff actually went into effect, we announced that you know, hey, there's a tariff coming, and our customers went and bought a lot of product from us, which was a nice thing to have, but we didn't have a good plan to manage that, and so we struggled with our or with our service levels.
Yeah, we are certainly hoping that all that gets resolved. That, you know, it's
we'll see
challenging for everybody,
right? Yeah.
So, but yeah. So, any other supply chain trends that y'all have been tracking?
You know, I think we're just looking to ways, not really tracking. I mean, we've got our heads down trying to do our implementation and getting things rolling. So, you know, we've been looking at how we operate our business, and we do benchmark against other aftermarket industry businesses, but we're a little unique in that, you know, we aren't really a full-blown supplier of automotive goods like some of the larger guys are. It's really hard to say if there's any one particular thing that we're benchmarking against. I mean, we do a lot of business with, there's a lot of noise on the e-commerce side with the disruption of Amazon in the marketplace, but you know, I can't complain because they're a pretty big customer of ours as well.
One quick question. So as one of the supply chain leaders of the organization, from a talent standpoint, so we had a podcast at, as we kicked things off, and we had the former VP of e-commerce with Newell Brands, which I believe still holds Sharpie amongst others. And he talked about how important it is today more than ever before to have the right type of talent on your supply chain team that can think about, you know, 2019 versus 1987 and e-commerce and how things – how consumer demand has changed so much. What have you seen from a talent market standpoint? Have y'all healthy pipeline? Or,
you know, that's probably not one of our strengths is having a good healthy pipeline. We're fortunate enough to find some really good people as of late. They had previous experience with a similar software tool that it was easy for them to incorporate it. But from a pipeline standpoint, you know, we're based out of Memphis, Tennessee, and I want to say that it's a difficult place to hire in.
Sure.
It's been a bit of a challenge for us.
Yep. And I think a lot of folks in this era for, you know, war for talent are struggling, especially with the enhanced demand for supply chain expertise that there is.
Right.
I think a lot of companies are trying to find new ways of filling up that talent pipeline.
Right.
All right. So as we kind of move towards wrapping up here, any other trade shows on your horizon for 2019?
Yeah. So the big trade show that I attend every year is in November in Las Vegas. It's the Apex SEMA show. I'm sure everybody's seen the SEMA side of the business, which is really the really cool cars and the hot rods.
Yep.
But I stick to the Apex, which is really the traditional aftermarket. Meet with your suppliers, find new products, and what I'm doing in the room when I'm meeting with, we go with our category managers, and I go really to support the supply chain. This is my chance to give a report card to the suppliers, tell them how they performed, letting them know, you know, if they were great, you know, appreciate the partnership. If they need some help, let us know. We can provide them some information that might help them serve us a little bit better.
Well, I mean, I bet they appreciate that. If you don't know how you're doing and you're operating kind of in a without very specific data-driven feedback, it's tough to figure out how, you know, where to improve.
Right.
So I bet despite how maybe some of those conversations may be more fun than others, but still I bet your suppliers appreciate that.
They're passionate conversations. They know that we have a lot of passion around our business, and you know, we have a high service expectation to our customers, and they're a big part of that. So, you know, if they're performing and the service to us is good, then obviously the net result is we're going to have good service to our customers as well.
Fantastic. Any other trade shows, forums, workshops?
No,
on your horizon?
No, that's really what we have planned for the year.
Well, and heads down, you got plenty on your plate in the home office, so to speak, right?
Yeah, we've got we have another ERP conversion that we're doing in the fourth quarter, and then we have another 7 locations that we're adding to the Blue Ridge software platform.
Wow. Okay. Well, we'll have to have you back on as all that stuff comes online and you continue to get some wins from your partnership with Blue Ridge. So so how can our listeners get in touch with you and learn more about the organization, Mike?
Well, they can certainly reach out to me directly. I'm at mwiegand@highlineaftermarket.com. Feel free to send me an email, and I'll be happy to talk to them.
Great. And, of course, the URL there, Highline aftermarket.com. Big thanks to our guest today, Mike Wiegan, VP of Purchasing with Highline. Thanks so much, Mike. Really appreciate your time. Admire what you're doing, the scope of it, you know. And, of course, industry, automotive industry is always one that can be challenging. I, in my background, I was a metal stamper, and we supplied some second and third tiers into automotive.
Okay.
And, you know, bad parts, late parts, can you can lose several lives of your nine lives going through that, but learned a ton and a lot of hardworking people in that industry. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
It really is. Thanks so much, Mike. We really appreciate you stopping by. And to our listeners, check us out on iTunes, SoundCloud, all the leading sites where podcasts can be found. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss anything. Check us out at supplychainnowradio.com. If you can't find any of our upcoming events, replays of interviews, other resources, shoot us a note to scott@supplychainnowradio.com. We'll make sure you find what you're looking for. Stay tuned as we'll be continuing our coverage of Blueprint 2019 shortly. For the entire Supply Chain Now Radio team, this is Scott Luton signing off for now. Have a great afternoon, everybody. So next up, we are welcoming Michael Nall, Managing Director of Supply Chain at City Furniture, based in beautiful South Florida. Michael, good afternoon.
How's it going?
Doing fantastic. Enjoying the day so far?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a good conference to start.
Has this been your first Blueprint?
This is the second Blueprint for me.
Okay, fantastic. So let's for starters, let's let our listeners kind of get a better feel for you and your company. So first off, tell us about yourself and your background.
Yeah, so as you said, my name is Michael Nod. I've been working for City Furniture for almost 6 years now. I came from a finance background, studied at the University of Central Florida, and I've kind of made my way up at City. We're a furniture retailer based in South Florida, really looking to grow, and partnered with Blue Ridge about a year ago. And so, you know, we love to come to Blueprint and kind of see what's going on in the industry. And then, you know, see what they're pushing out with their new technology platform.
Mm. So definitely want to talk more about that partnership with Blue Ridge, but tell us more about your company, City Furniture.
Yeah, so we're a furniture retailer. We do a whole home. We're the number one furniture retailer in South Florida, making a big push into Central Florida this year and beyond that going forward. So, you know, we do everything from your typical bedroom, living room, all the way to home accessories, wall decor, tabletop, everything you can think of.
Mm. And so you said you partnered with Blue Ridge about a year ago. What prompted that?
You know, we knew as the company was going into a growth phase that we needed to get our technology in general to the next level. And supply chain has been a big point of emphasis all the way from the CEO down. And planning is really important in the furniture industry. We got really long lead times. And, you know, really precious safety stock and inventory. So we've been, you know, really going down this track the last few years.
So those are some of the unique dynamics related to industry, you know, long lead times. You know, it's not like you want to stockpile couches and chairs and you know, keep 3 years of safety stock. These are some interesting constraints. And it sounds like the Blue Ridge partnership has helped y'all manage that.
Yeah, for sure. I think, yeah, it's funny. And in furniture, it's a lot about space. For us, we're trying to grow 25% this year and 20% next year. And we're trying to do that while not blowing out the warehouse and, you know, dealing with what can happen in South Florida, whether it's hurricanes and other stuff. We have to make sure that we're being very smart with our safety stock allocation.
So let's shift gears a little bit, and from a broader sense, are there a couple of supply chain trends that you've been tracking more than others in the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, for us, we're really focused on, number one is planning for us, and I think that's industry specific, but it's also something that for us is more difficult with the long lead times and the changing environment. So the tariffs was a big curveball for us.
Mm.
For us, we'd rather pay 10% sometimes than try and move the supply chain in a matter of weeks. But we've been moving some product based on that. So it's been an interesting, you know, year really with that. More product moving out of China into Vietnam and Malaysia, and India as well.
Mm. Yeah. you'd almost want to pay that premium sometimes rather than disrupt the whole ball of wax, right?
Yeah, for us, we looked at it, and it was we were very strategic about it. There were certain partners in China that we knew that there was no way we were going to make any moves, and so we're focused on that now, hoping for a resolution here shortly. And once we get that resolution, we're hoping to get right back on track.
Fantastic. Any other trends have been on your radar kind of more than others here in the last month or so?
For us, analytics is a big thing in supply chain specifically. So the company's been on an analytics track for the last few years. But in supply chain, we've brought on a team member who's senior manager of supply chain analytics, Jordan Kelly. He came over from Office Depot, and that's something right now that we know we need to get to the next level. Because that's what's going to help you in trying to understand in a growth phase what you can afford to do and where you're really at risk. Mm.
And looking at those questions from a data-driven standpoint, right? So we're not fooling ourselves on what's noise and what are signals.
Absolutely.
What about other trade shows? Any other trade shows on your radar this year?
City Furniture partners with Gartner. So Gartner has their executive conference in Phoenix in May, and we'll be there. And we're continuing to focus on strategy and technology. So for us, we actually look at it. Gartner taught us some years ago, it's people, process, and technology in supply chain to get to the next level. And for us, that's the track we're continuing to go on. So yeah, we'll be at Gartner, and we'll have our president, CIO there. We're making a major push in supply chain.
Outstanding. And I think they're going to be releasing their supply chain top 25 at that same conference, right?
Yeah, they do that. We're not there yet, but sometime soon.
soon, no doubt. I love to hear the approach you're taking. Well, so as we wrap up this quick mini-minute with Michael Nall, Managing Director of Supply Chain at City Furniture, how can our listeners get in touch with you and learn more about City Furniture?
Yeah, so anyone can email me. My email is pretty simple. It's michaeln@cityfurniture.com. We're always looking for partnerships, particularly in some of the stuff I just talked about. So we love to peer connect with other retailers and other companies that are seeing similar challenges. And we're also looking to network at these conferences and these trade shows.
And is it your website cityfurniture.com?
It is cityfurniture.com.
Fantastic. So if you are in the state of Florida and you're looking at a new whole home solution for your furniture needs, check out City Furniture and give Michael a shout.
Absolutely. Yeah, our website has recently been completely redone, and I think if you check it out, you'll be really impressed. We got some interesting stuff there. We got Magnolia Home, which is a big push for us. We have shop by design category, so you can kind of quickly see what you would want to buy.
Fantastic. All right. Well, big thanks to our guest, Michael Nall, again, Managing Director of Supply Chain, City Furniture. Michael, have a great trip to Phoenix.
Yes.
We'll have to have you back on with your key takeaways from what's a great industry conference there in Phoenix with the Gartner folks. To our listeners, be sure to check out other upcoming events, replays of our interviews, other resources at supplychainnowradio.com. You can find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and all the other leading sites where podcasts can be found. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss anything. If you can't find what you're looking for, send us a note to scott@supplychainnowradio.com. We'll get you what you need. Stay tuned as we're continuing our coverage of Blueprint 2019 shortly. For the entire Supply Chain Now Radio team, this is Scott Luton signing off for now. Y'all hear the buzz? We're getting overwhelmed. Have a great afternoon, everybody.
Thanks, Scott.